بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the incident of the two sons of Nabi Adam عليه السلام, where Qabil had stated his intention to take the life of his brother on account of his sacrifice being rejected and him losing out on the opportunity to take the hand of the more beautiful sister in marriage. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَهُ فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. His nafs, his inner self, prompted him, convinced him to take the life of his brother. فَقَتَلَهُ. So he took his life, and then he became from those who lost everything. In other words, in this world, he is regarded as one who has lost. And more so in the akhirat, in the hereafter also, he will be regarded as one who has lost in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that Qabil had taken the life of his brother, he realizes that, I do not know how to conceal this crime of mine. How do I hide the corpse of my brother? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down two birds, two crows, and he caused one crow to take the life of the other, and thereafter to dig a grave in the ground in order to bury this crow. So when Qabil sees this, he realizes that this is how I should conceal the body, the corpse of my brother. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a crow to scratch at the ground in order to show him how to conceal the corpse of his brother. قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ فَأُوَارِيَ سَوْءَةَ أَخِي. When he sees this, he realizes his own foolishness. So he says, woe be to me. Was I unable to be like this crow? Was I unable to think like this crow and conceal the corpse of my brother? فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. And then he became from the regretful ones. And here Mufassirin have mentioned that his regret or his remorse was not over the fact that he had taken the life of his brother. He was not remorseful over the crime that he had committed. Rather, his regret was, how did I not think of a way to conceal my crime? So here a very important lesson for us as well. Many a times a person may get involved in some act of guna, some sin, disobedience of Allah. And we only become regretful when we are caught out, when we are experiencing the consequences and we realize the negative effect it has had on my life. That's when I become regretful. This should not be the case. Rather, a person who breaks the command of Allah mistakenly, before he slips up, he makes a mistake, makes an error, then as soon as he realizes, he should be overcome with a sense of remorse. He should feel that, how did I break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whether I have been caught out or not, this is the first step to a person's tawbah, a person's repentance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the long-term consequences of this action, that min ajli dhalik katabna ala bani Israel annahu man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin aw fasadin fil ard fakannama qatala an-nasa jami'a. Allah says, it is due to that action that he had committed, or that incident that we had prescribed for the Bani Israel, that any person who takes the life of somebody else, unless it is in retribution or because of him causing some mischief in the land, but if it is not for one of these two reasons, somebody who takes the life of another person unrightfully, unjustly, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, then it is as though he has taken the lives of all of mankind. In other words, it shows that he has no respect, no value for human life. So here two things have been mentioned, where a person has the right to take the life of somebody else. Of course, this has to pass through an Islamic court of law. One is qisas, a life for a life. And the other is that person who rebels against the Islamic ruler of the time. So after passing through an Islamic court of law, the khalifa, the ruler of the time, will have the right to take this person's life. But if it is not done for any of these reasons, in other words, the life is taken unrightfully, unjustly, then فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, it shows that this person has no value, no respect for the sanctity of human life. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And on the other hand, that person who will spare a life, then it is as though he has spared the lives of all of mankind. In other words, he will be rewarded for his belief, for his understanding that human life is sacred. So this was the consequence of this action of Qabil. And then in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he has mentioned also that every murder that will take place till the day of Qiyamah, a share or a portion of the sin and the punishment will be placed upon Qabil. In other words, because he was the initiator, he was the first person to perpetrate this crime, therefore he will share the reward, or rather the sin, that will come about from every person who commits this action. And likewise in another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, man sanna sunnatan sayyi'atan, that person who becomes the initiator of any evil action, he is the first to create some avenue where the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are broken, and he may leave this world, but every person who will come thereafter and subsequently take part in that avenue, perpetrate that crime, this person will be getting a share, a portion of the sin, of the punishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, that certainly our messengers brought to them, meaning the people of Makkah Mukarramah, clear signs, different signs had come to them proving the truthful nature of the Quran, of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but their condition was such, ثُمَّ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمُسْرِفُونَ, that even after that, even after the coming of these signs, even after the truthful nature of the Quran being proven to them, many of them continue to excessively transgress in the land. They continue to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also should not be our condition, that many signs come to us on a daily basis. We see many janazas, many people leaving this world, people falling ill. It should not be that these signs pass us by, and we also continue breaking the commands of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.